It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. New Mexicans are concerned the Trump administration may continue the fight to roll back a methane emissions rule. The New Mexico News Connection's Roz Brown reports.
A federal judge is requiring the Bureau of Land Management to reinstate a rule that limits methane emissions from oil and gas drilling. Residents of western states who fought for the rule are praising the decision and also assuming it will be appealed. The Trump administration rolled back the 2016 methane reduction rule, but the judge's decision to reinstate it allows 90 days for further litigation. New Mexico rancher Don Schreiber says leaks, vents, and flares are not only dangerous to public health, but a financial loss for extraction companies.
There is no rhyme or reason as to why they would take a rule that is so beneficial, including to the oil companies, that they would attack it.
In recent weeks, the courts have also blocked the Keystone XL and Dakota Access oil pipelines for inadequate environmental reviews. In rolling back the methane rule, the BLM argued it was burdensome for industry and would prevent job creation. The judge called that justification wholly inadequate. Indigenous communities are disproportionately affected by the environmental hazards of oil and gas extraction. Carol Davis, with a nonprofit Diné Care, says thousands of Native Americans live within a half mile of oil and gas drilling sites, and limiting methane emissions could improve their health.
Heart disease, respiratory issues, nausea, headaches, migraines, and guessing from what I experienced personally, people's health has to definitely improve significantly if they're prohibiting waste.
At his ranch, Schreiber is surrounded by 122 oil and gas wells. He says in addition to addressing human health, the Obama-era rule was meant to reduce climate change impacts from methane emissions.
It was really devastating to see it come under attack when you're a frontline community like my family is, and like my neighbors and so many rural people across the West, particularly indigenous people.
In finding revocation of the methane rule illegal, the judge said the Trump administration systematically ignored the basics of rulemaking and steamrolled over federal laws to advance certain special interests. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
Okay, let's go now to a local viewpoint. The annual Las Cruces Country Music Festival ended with many unanswered questions. Some thoughts from commentator Walt Rubel.
When I moved to Las Cruces in 2002, the whole enchilada fiesta was the one annual event that was listed on all the national tour guides. When founder Roberto Estrada decided to retire the giant ladle in 2015 at the age of 78, it left a void. In 2013, the city held its first country music festival, a three-day event featuring both local and national artists held on the streets downtown. The festival was an immediate success, drawing country music fans from throughout the region. Then, in February of last year, the event was canceled by the city with a nonsensical explanation as to why. Country music festivals had become too popular. It reminded me of the old Yogi Berra line. Nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded. The more likely reason for the cancellation was the investigation of the music festival that had been launched earlier. In 2019, the city hired McCard Accounting and Consulting of Albuquerque to look into the finances of both the Country Music Festival and the nonprofit group Friends of Visit Las Cruces that was formed to help with sponsorships and fundraising for the festival. Philip Sanfilippo, the city's former economic development director, and Jennifer Bales, former director of Visit Las Cruces, were both placed on administrative leave and are no longer with the city. The only two people who've had anything to say about the situation since then have been Sanfilippo and Marcy Dickerson, whose local nonprofit group, Revolution 120, was also included in the investigation. Sanfilippo wrote a guest column published after he had been removed from his job, in which he denied doing anything improper and said it wasn't his idea to form a nonprofit group to handle the finances. Dickerson issued a statement saying that she had never been contacted about the situation and calling the investigation a personal attack. She and other prominent business leaders involved in Revolution 120 attended the next city council meeting and warned city leaders that the probe would hamper their ability to raise funds for local causes. The only other scrap of information we have is that Visit Las Cruces employees worked the festival without claiming those hours as overtime. But that wouldn't merit a year-long investigation. McCard filed its report earlier this month, but we don't get to see it. The report has been turned over to the state auditor's office, which has denied a public records request for its release, explaining that there's still an ongoing investigation. While that is a valid reason for denial, it can't stand for long. There have been too many allegations and innuendos swirling for too long, involving not only our most popular annual event, but also some of our most prominent and influential residents. The people of Las Cruces need to know the facts, and it needs to happen soon. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
While Rubel's columns appear in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org, Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.